stop right here and cut away the works of the flesh. We're not going any further. Yes, you're on the other side, but you'll never win. You'll never have victory. I'm not going to give you the victory as long as you're not circumcised. And some people get across, they receive something, never have the victory because they've never been circumcised of the heart. Let me skip through a few things to get to the points here this morning. I just came to preach to somebody, you've gone too far to stop here and not go further. You know too much word to act stupid that you don't know anything. Sometimes I think it's good. I've seen people that speak in tongues like a social butterfly, and they act like idiots, I'm sorry, when you're around other people. Sometimes you just need to quit speaking in tongues and talk to your tongue. Verse 6, the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people that were men of war which came out of Egypt were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. Oh my God, they had been circumcised, they had received the Spirit of the Lord, but they didn't obey the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that he would not shew them the land which the Lord sware unto their fathers that he gave us, which he would give us, and the land that floweth with milk and with honey, and the children of Israel whom he raised up in their stead, their children, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised because they had not been circumcised them by the way. Amen. I'm telling you, oh God, help us this morning. I tell you, I would hate to be a backslidden parent because backslidden parents don't circumcise their kids. They know it's right. They know how to live, and they don't live it. And they let their kids grow up uncircumcised. He told them, watch verse 8, and it came to pass when they had done circumcising all the people that they abode in their place in the camp till they were whole. I'm telling you, God's not going to ask you to move around. He's not going to ask you to get a sledgehammer out or a bow and arrow or fight the enemy as was cruelly done with Levi and Simeon. You know that story. But I'm here to tell you, God's going to let you get well. God's going to let you heal. But he's waiting on you to get the knife out and trim away the works of the flesh. You know why many people will never do it? Too painful. Let me tell you, they forfeit a prosperous future for a painful moment. I'm sorry, I've been a dentist for too long. I practiced dentistry. You know why most people don't get their teeth fixed? I understand some people can't afford it, but most people don't get their teeth fixed because they can't take the pain. I don't see anybody screaming today. You must have got over it. You see, you cannot trade your future in Christ over a few painful moments of cutting some people off you need to cut off and cutting some things away that you need to cut away, lest you spend all your life living in the promised land in the place called Gilgal and Jericho's still standing and the Amalekites are still ruling and the Moabites are still over there and there you are in your little Gilgal. Praise God. And never go live in houses that you didn't build. And never go drink the water from wells you didn't dig. And never go eat of the fruit of the vine that you didn't plant. That was the promises of God. A land that flowed with milk and honey. Don't stay in Gilgal because you're too afraid to cut the flesh off. Woo, somebody needs to get the knife out and cut away the flesh and the works of the flesh that you might walk in the promises of God. Oh, I'm sorry. I've got to deliver this morning. There's another reason why people don't go. They don't want the journey. They don't want the trip. Joshua and Caleb waited 40 more years. I'm telling you, when you want it bad enough, you'll wait for it. Talk to Jacob. He married Leah. After working 7 years, he got fooled. And he had to work 7 more to get Rachel. And he said it seemed like but a few days because he wanted it so bad.
Whatever you want bad don't take long to get, because you're working at it and you're striving to get it. But so many people will never make the trip. You know why there's not more doctors? The trip. The trip. If it took 6 months to make a doctor, we'd have half the church would be doctors or lawyers or whatever. But the trip is what gets people. I'm sorry, Sister Baggett. I went to the camp by myself this week. You know why she didn't go? Tell them. The trip. And some people are tripping. They're tripping. Oh, I'm tripping. I'm tripping. That's what I'm talking about. You trip before you ever make the journey. And when you start tripping, then you don't do anything. And so the trip got all of them but Caleb and Joshua. And so when you see people, your friends, you know, you used to have, you know, when you first came to God, how many had friends that no longer you don't talk with anymore? You came to God and they're no longer, yeah, it's everybody. And when they say, hey, have you heard from so-and-so and John lately? No, the trip got him. Have you heard from Mary? No, I ain't heard from her a long time. The trip got her. Because I'm here to tell you, living for God is a journey, my friend. And the trip gets most of them. If it's not the moment of pain to cut away the flesh, it's the trip. But I'm here to tell you, it's worth the pain and it's worth the trip. Because when you finally get on the other side of the Jordan and you get on the mountain and you see the promises of God, oh, like Caleb said, give me my mountain. Hallelujah. I've been a long time waiting for this. He said, I'm 80 years old this day and my strength has not abated me. The God's been good to me. He kept me strong and courageous. I'm going to go in and possess what God gave me 40 years ago. It's never too late to walk in the promises of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Elijah told Elisha, you can have what I got if the trip don't get you. Whew, you got to see me when I go. And he'd go to Jordan and here he was following him so that when he was taken up, he was there. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us, Lord, to not get weary on the journey that we're on. I've learned that not everybody you can count on. Not everybody you count can you count on. You're going to lose some with the journey. Now, he brings them to Gilgal to roll away the reproach of Egypt. And I'm just preaching to somebody this morning, several of you, that God wants to roll away the reproach of the world from you. That's what he wants to do. But he's not going to do it till you circumcise, till you cut away the flesh. God will not be made fun of. You can't mock God. Verse 9. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day and time have I rolled away the reproach of Israel from off you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal. It's the place of the rolling away until this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal. Don't stay there. And they kept the Passover the 14th day of the month and at evening and in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat. Now watch this. They did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow. So they brought with them from the old land as they crossed over Jordan. They brought from some corn from the old land. They did eat the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased. The welfare system dried up. The manna ceased on the morrow. When they ate the corn, kept the Passover, God said, now it's time for you to walk in the promises of God. The manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore. But they did eat, of the fresh fruit. It was time to eat of the fruit. As long as they'd have had corn, as long as they'd have had some of that old stuff, some of that manna, they'd have probably kept eating that. But when they ran out of that, then when you run out of food, you'll move. Ant runs out of food. He's got enough sense to move. I hear people all the time, I don't know when to leave this church. I just don't know. You know, my grandpa came here. He laid the stone over there in this church. I've been on the board for 20 years here. Well, honey, if you ain't getting fed, move. Let me tell this side. If you're not getting fed, move. If I don't feed you, move. You need to go where you're getting fed. Hallelujah. I would. I'd move. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about Vienna sausages. I don't like that. Especially if they got barbecue on it. I don't like it. Don't throw me one there. Give me some meat. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord. You know it's time to move when you run out of food. The Lord told Elijah in the time of a famine, he said, I want you to go to the brook Cherith, and there the ravens will feed you. And the Bible says every morning and every evening that the ravens would come. And he was like in his Gilgal. Whoo, hallelujah. But one day, where's them ravens at? They're running a little late today. And they didn't come. And he looked at the brook, and it was growing dry. Nobody had to tell him it was time to move. He ran out of food. So what do you do when the birds don't fly and the creek has gone dry? Move. Get ready to move. And the Lord said, now move to a widow's place at Zarephath, and there you shall be sustained through the drought. Amen. It doesn't take a rocket science to know when you're out of food, it's time to move. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Verse 13. I'm getting close. You see, right here we find that Joshua is fixing to face the biggest problem he has ever faced. And I'm talking to somebody today. I'm telling you, you're facing the biggest problem you've ever faced. Amen. This city was a walled city. It went up high. It went way around. You couldn't dig under it. You couldn't go around it. This Jericho, the Bible says, was straightly shut up. Didn't want to talk about it either. And God didn't want them to talk to them either. He told them to shut up, and they didn't want to talk about it. They just walked around the walls, and they went around it and around it and around it and around it. And I'm telling you that they thought life was going to go on the inside of it. But I'm here to tell you that when you can't get on the inside of somebody, then you got to get over them. They couldn't get on the inside. They couldn't go through it. So you got to get over it. And somebody just needs to get over it. And the way you're going to get over it is be obedient to the word of God. It wasn't a shout, no. It wasn't the marching, no. It was the obedience. Because he said, this time, keep your mouth shut. And we're going to walk around this thing one time every day for 6 days, 7 days. We're going to walk around it 7 times. Case closed. And when you hear the trumpet sound, let out a shout after 7 days, you're wanting to say something. Man, you ever tried to live with somebody for 7 days and not say anything? I can't live with myself. I talk to myself. I'd have a hard time not talking to myself for 7 days. But when the 7 days has expired, he said, I want you to send forth a shout, hallelujah. And the walls came down and they got over it. And I'm here to tell somebody the walls are going to come down and you're going to get over it. Hallelujah. 13, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him. Ooh, Lord, over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? That's a mighty big sword you're packing. I'd like to know which side you're on as they come this morning. And he said, nay. But as captain of the host of the Lord. What was Joshua? He was captain of the host of Israel. And every captain needs another captain. He said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua, oh, that man, that servant, oh my God, that guy was so wise. He fell on his face to the earth and did worship, and said unto him, what saith my Lord to his servant? Oh, I remember another man that hit the dirt on a bright sunny day when he was blinded by that sun. Thought he was doing the will of God, he was far from it. And the sun blinded him, and he fell to the ground, and he said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Until you get to the place where you're going to think you know what to do, I'm telling you, you don't know what to do. Until you get to the place where you see the Lord with his sword drawn. I'm here to tell you, when you see his sword drawn, put yours up. Hallelujah. You don't need your sword when he draws his out. What would you have me to do? Verse 15. And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua. How many of you like to take your shoes off in a sandy ground? He said, Joshua, this is what he told Moses. He told Moses, take both your shoes off. Here he says, loose thy shoe from off thy foot. For the place, oh, I got to show you something, where thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. And Joshua did so. You see, where you sit, that's your spot. It's not your place. It's your spot. And where you sit, that's your spot. Would you get up, please? Stand up. Would you scoot down? And would you go around? Sit right there, be good. Just sit right there. Sit down in her spot. You can take her spot, but you can't take her place. Nobody can take your place, just like nobody can take her place. Joshua had reached not the spot, but the place that Moses had once reached. Somebody here has reached the place of a blank check. It's the place where the Lord says, take off your shoes for the place. Not just anybody could stand in that spot and God write them a blank check, but that he had reached the place in God, circumcised the flesh, rolled back the reproach, made the journey, honey. He had reached, seen it all and been there and done that. And now it was time he had reached the place of getting the blank check. I don't really know who I'm talking to this morning, but I'm here to tell you that God wants to write you a blank check. When he said these words, ask what you will in my name, and I will give it thee. Can I tell you what he was talking about? He was talking about a vine and a branch. And he said that the branch can get nothing except it abide in the vine. And if the branch get outside the vine, it is cut off and dried. But he said, as long as you remain in me, you won't ask anything that I can't produce. As long as you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. Would you close your eyes? I feel like this morning, that somebody, you thought before you had reached the place, but I'm here to tell you, you had only reached the spot. But now you've come to the place where God can bless you like He's never blessed you before. David said, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of sinners, nor walketh in the way of the unrighteous. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And there he shall meditate both day and night. And he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, and bring forth his fruit in his season. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Would you stand? Ghost, I ask you this morning, I feel like somebody has given it all they can give it. They don't know what else to do. They've crossed over the Jordan. Hallelujah. They ate of the old corn of last year's harvest. But God, they're running out of food. Hallelujah. Let them realize, lift up their eyes and see their Jericho, and let them realize nothing's going to happen until I get over it. Hallelujah. Nothing's going to happen until I get over it. And the walls have got to come down. I don't know how to bring the walls down, but you do, God. Tell me what to do, God. And whatever you tell me to do, that is what I will do. And Joshua did so. Hallelujah. Is there any do-so people in here this morning? Is there anybody that'll do what the Lord tells you? As crazy as it may sound, take off your shoes, you're on holy ground. And Joshua did so. Walk around the walls of Jericho. How silly that could be. We need a sword. We need a plan. We need a captain. We need some. No, you don't need to do anything but be obedient to the word of God. And they did so. And on the seventh day, they marched around seven times. And when the trumpet sounded, they let out a shout. Oh my God, and the walls came tumbling down and they got over it. Jesus, I'm trying to tell somebody, you can get over it, but the walls have got to come down. Woo! Hallelujah. I wonder, is there anybody would be bold enough to come up here this morning? Hallelujah. And say, I want it bad enough. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm telling you, Abraham circumcised himself, went out and got him a rock and circumcised himself. Is there anybody be bold enough to come up here, kick your shoes off and say, God, I want it. I'm going to do so. Whatever you tell me to do, God, that's what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. 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 You ain't got it made yet, sir. You ain't got it yet made, ma'am. I'm here to tell you, you better be obedient to the word of the Lord. The most important thing you can do is be obedient to the word of the Lord. Because if you're not, you're going to be backing up quickly. Hallelujah. Kick off your shoes. Oh, you're unholy. You've reached the place where I'm ready to write you the blank check. You've reached the place where I'm ready to bless you like I've never blessed you before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come one, come all. Hallelujah. They sing this morning. I ask you, hallelujah. I want to help you get over it. I'm going to help you get over it. Hallelujah. By letting the wall, your wall's got to come down, sir. It's your wall that's got to come down, ma'am. Hallelujah. You are the Jericho. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All is what you ask of me. I will not withhold.
Hallelujah. Hold back, stay back, but you won't cross over. Hallelujah. You'll never have the promises of God. Never, 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 never. I'll say it 1,000 times. You'll never have it.